Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our very small planet. And as usual, to get the details on that and things to look for in our dark island skies, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's happening?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers look out for Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn in our evening sky. All three planets are incredibly bright and will be gracing our skies as we pass into midsummer. Now, the moon this week is going to be full, which of course means stargazing in the islands is going to be a little tricky, although it will make for beautiful moonlit walks along the beach.
And now we have an exciting trip back to the Mauna Kea summit. Apparently, Christopher has news about an observatory there catching a remarkable image for us.
Yes, astronomers at the Subaru Observatory atop Mauna Kea have taken the opportunity to capture some incredible images of a comet known catchily as 67P. This comet is making its way into the outer reaches of the solar system, and the astronomers at Subaru have wasted no time in tracking it down.
Now, is this one we've seen before? These names are hard to keep track of, but it sounds vaguely familiar.
It should sound familiar. In fact, Subaru has imaged 67P before, when the comet was traveling between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter. This time, though, they were able to capture the comet in amazing detail using the extremely powerful and versatile Hyper Subprime Cam.
Now, is this a regular camera, or what kind of device is this?
Well, this incredible instrument can image everything from galaxies, stars, and nebulae through to planets, asteroids, and comets. Our listeners can see this stunning image of Comet 67P on the Stargazer website.
And Subprime Cam doesn't just do the images, it also provides a lot of other information, right?
Indeed. Subprime Cam's data can be used to help us tell everything from the age of an object right through to what it is made of. It is truly a magnificent instrument. Right now, the Hyper Subprime Cam is one of the premier instruments in use on Mauna Kea. You can think of Hyper Subprime Cam as a high-tech, supercharged digital camera, although this one wouldn't fit in your phone or your laptop. The camera is so big, it is taller than a human being, and it weighs in at around 3 tons.
No selfie stick for that thing, huh?
Definitely not.
Christopher Phillips sent another exciting report here on Stargazer. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.